The Vase of Concord. Second episode.
Is everything okay? Are you tired? Would you like some rest? Let's sit in the shade of this oak a few minutes. Do you smell the scent of the Mediterranean forest? And the sea, so close. I guess you want me to go on with the legend. And so, that boy, coming from a faraway world, managed to catch up with Princess Velia and to ride with her, together with Kimi, his dog. He might not have been grasping what had happened to him yet, but one thing was sure, something had changed. This area is very beautiful, and who knows how wonderful it was back then, quite different from how we see it now. Astonished, the boy may have observed the surroundings, not being able to recognize anything of his whereabouts.
Look, I let you on the horseback just to stop your screaming.
All right.
As soon as we get to the next city, you'll have to get off and be on your own. I'm not going to travel along with a gull blabbering about obscure things.
This gull again. I told you I'm from Prattle.
And silence that little tail-wearing monster.
No, let's not be offensive, okay? As soon as I find a working phone, I'm leaving, all right?
Here, you see? You keep using those odd words.
Look, you can really stop playing your character. I played role games too, but I was not this fanatical.
I can't understand you.
Patience, Mattia, patience. Better looking at the landscape. Well, there are quite a number of woods, and really thick. And then the roads. Hard-packed earth everywhere. But don't they know tarmac around here?
Instead of uttering odd words, be polite, greet the working peasants with your raised hands, like this.
Queen Elizabeth waving style? Well, if you wish.
Elizabeth who? Who is she? Your queen?
Oh well, forget it. Morning! Good work, everybody! Kinda smiling, these peasants, but somewhat underdeveloped. They work with their plow attached to oxen. They don't even have a tractor. And are those their houses? Miserable straw and mud huts?
Of course. How else should they be?
I see. Now you can tell me. I ended up in a gigantic theme park? Something like Archeoland? And these are all workers' own. Have you been working here long?
You are really odd.
Everybody ready to leave? Within an hour, we will reach Pitigliano, a beautiful city perched on a tufa spur, very important in the Etruscan era. Look carefully at the landscape. It probably is the same the boy of the legend saw. It may have looked completely different from how we remember it. Nature, buildings, people's clothes. Perhaps he thought himself the victim of a gigantic joke, just like in one of those television broadcasts with the candid camera. However, back then, there were neither televisions nor radios, nor phones, only meadows and forests as far as the eye could see, and also the cities were not so modern.
We arrived! You can get off!
All right. You too, Kimi. End of the trip. How strange this city. I think I've already been here.
It's an important city.
Yes, I recognize the Tufa Spur. It looks like Pitigliano, but it's impossible. It's so different. I check on the phone.
You mean that strange tablet you have with you?
If you wish to call it that. It features a quite effective tracking device. Odd. It can track us. And a date. And time. Bless, nothing is working. It looks like it went mad. It's going backwards.
Do you mean that here you can see the time passing from one moon to another? May I have a closer look?
Take it if you wish. However, it's ready for the slag heap.
Nice! I like it. It's a box full of sounds.
Oh yes, wonderful sound. Wait, I'll let you hear a melody.
You locked up a whole group of musicians here? And what a beautiful music. But you're a wizard then. Where did you learn to use those powers?
At a mobile phone. No, wait. Okay, I see. I play elsewhere, we're getting out of it. Well, yes. I confess, I'm a wizard. In fact, I will tell you, my wonderful box doesn't contain only sounds, but also images. For example, this is Kimi on the beach.
Good God. Your dog. But why is she so small? Has she shrunk down?
Because I, the great wizard, captured her image and locked it here. Just like the image you can see in the mirror. I can also capture yours if you wish.
I don't believe you.
Look, now it appears.
Is that me? But how did you manage? Ah, I see. You are a druid. Gaul's druids are really powerful. This is why you can work such magic.
Modestly. I'm a kind of deity, let's say.
Can you help me retrieve the Vase of Concord?
Maybe, why not? So are we together? Are we partners? Will you help me find the archaeological area?
I don't know where this place lies, but if you help me, then I'll help you. However, you must change your clothes first. Those foreign clothes attract too much attention. Wait for me here. I'll look for something more average.
You know, Kimi, the girl is a bit funny. She thinks I'm a wizard, but I better play along with her. We got lost, and she's the only one who can help us. And I have a horrible suspicion, but it's so absurd that I dare not even say it out loud. But how do you explain all this?
According to the old legend, Princess Velia and the boy, who is said to be coming from the future, came right here, where we stand now, in Pitigliano, this elegant city so rich in history. They say it was market day. The city must have been in great turmoil. There must have been stalls selling a bit of everything, oil, wine, ointments, fabrics, cereals, dried fruit and earthenware, pots of all shapes and for all kind of uses. Settling down must have been difficult for the boy. Everything must have looked strange and different from his world. At first, he might have mistaken it for some kind of dream. A dream that, however, began to feel real.
Hoi! Hoi, buy my hoi!
The famous Grecian perfume!
Amphora, vase and ointment points of all shapes!
Alabaster nascos, oinopoi, grie!
Calm down, Kimi. We must go undetected. Did you notice how strangely everybody is dressed? And a blacksmith. He's making a warrior shield. It's all so amazing. I feel like I'm in a time machine. Just like a movie. Destination, Pitigliano during the Etruscan era. But since time machines don't exist, there's only one solution. I fell asleep and I'm still dreaming. Now I pinch myself and everything is over. Ouch! But if it's not a dream, then... Am I really back in time? How can it be?
I found everything.
Velia, can you tell me what's happening? What era is this?
I already told you. The kingdom of my father, Vilsatis, has just finished. Soon, we will have to elect a new Lukumo. But first, we must find the Vase of Concord that has been stolen.
Vilsatis, Lukumo, you aren't joking. So you really are Etruscan? Rasna?
Right, me Rasna, yes.
Rasna, how can it be?
Time flies. Quick, wear the clothes I brought you.
Okay. Isn't it the tunic a bit too short? My legs are bare.
It's called chiton. Hurry up, wear it. Then get rid of that funny footwear and put these on.
Shoes with a wooden sole? Oh, whoa, it's me. Goodbye, my beloved sneakers.
What a fuss. Here's the cloak. And then the tutus. It's a fashion headdress around here. Keep it well worn on your head.
Look. The cloak goes, but the conical hat, no, definitely not.
You are just perfect. You look like a real Rasna. I also got you a form of transport. There it is.
But this is a donkey. It's not fair. You have a horse. You ride much faster than me.
I'm a princess. I'll try and wait for you. I'll be good.
By the way, I didn't get where we are headed.
To Tarx, the soothsayer. They told me he can be found at the City of the Dead.
Oh, City of the Dead. It doesn't sound good. Anyway, let's go. I have just a few questions to ask the soothsayer. I'm a little confused lately. He will give me some advice.
Tarx gives no advice. He just interprets the supreme will of the gods.
We're walking along Via Cava. That is, paths completely dug into the tufa, with walls up to 20 meters high. Water made a part of the work, the Etruscans the rest. Through this steep and tortuous rock labyrinth, we will reach the Tufa city of Sovana, with its spectacular rock necropolis. Velia and the boy must have traveled the same path still, looking for the soothsayer, the powerful Heraspex, who could read the future in the bowels of animals. Now, we enjoy the quiet charm of antiquity here, but back then, what was supposed to be a city of the dead would have looked incredibly alive. There were stonecutters, sculptors, painters working at Big Tufa tombs.
The city of dead is lively. There's a lot of movement here.
The necropolis offers work to many people. Those stonecutters, for example, are decorating a tomb. The deceased is the central character, the one lying down, holding a cup.
And who are the two beasts guarding him?
But where are you from? They are the wind demons, the guardians of the underworld.
Of course. And the one on the left, holding a torch?
That's Vam, she who lights the way to the underworld.
In fact, it must be somewhat dark down there. There is also a monster with a fish tail.
Sheila, the demon of the sea. Come on, you're really ignorant.
You know, we, gulls are a bit uncouth.
Follow me this way.
Wow, what an amazing tomb. It looks like a Greek temple with all those columns. And what sparkling colors? Yellow, red, there is also gold. I did not know tombs were colored.
Look at the painter on the trellis. He's painting two green griffins on the pediment.
I must admit, it's all very cheerful. We don't make necropolis like this in my country.
Of course, but you are uncouth.
Oh, right, well, I forgot.
This is it. The soothsayer should be here, near the square tombs, the ones carved into the hill.
Let me guess. He's there. The guy reviving the fire in the brazier.
He's burning perfumes for his rituals. But how did you make it out?
Because the red that he's wearing is even more ridiculous than mine. Moreover, he has a curved stick in his hands. That's sort of scepter.
That's the Litus. Great Tarks, I salute you. I come to you from Ruzel.
I was waiting for you, princess. I know you're in trouble. The Vase of Concord has been stolen.
He already knows everything, but how?
Give me your response, wise Tarks. Reveal to me the plans of the gods. What am I to do now?
In order to know the divine will, the bowels of an animal must be read. I see you brought a creature to be sacrificed. Dog's bowels are readable as crystal clear water.
What? Dog's bowels? Are you all gone mad? Hey, nobody touches my Kimi.
But the gods will.
Don't even think about it. Hands off my dog.
It doesn't matter. I have the liver of a goat that has just been sacrificed.
Well, I'm sorry for the goat, but if you could read my future as well, I would really like to go back home.
Quiet. I'm divining. Tinia. Uni. Tombs. Uzen.
What is he saying?
Those are the names of our gods. Miscreant.
No. I see. I see. Your destiny is inextricably linked together. You will have to face a ferryman. Remember, you must not part.
We must keep together. I see. Is there anything else, O soothsayer?
The future is flaming like lightning when it falls after the thunder. The solution lies there.
But what does that mean?
The divine voice spoke. Go.
Just a minute. Excuse me, Mr. Soothsayer. Do you happen to know a way to go back in time? No, huh? Okay, well, let's leave.
Shut up, or you'll make him angry. Come on, let's go.
The ferryman? But what did he mean? What did he see in that liver? A ferry to Elba?
Here, off you go with your odd things again.
I am the one saying odd things. Did you hear the Heraspex? Meaningless sentences. I'll give you a no space. I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'll be stuck in this place forever, and you'll never find your vase. Interpreters: Velia and Chiara, Tatiana Galdo,
Mattia, Armando Pizzuti. Guide and Soothsayer, Maurizio Salvalario. Sound Engineer, Sound Design, Simone Lampedone. Music by Luigi Seviroli. Written by Lorenza Cingoli, Martina Forti. Directed by Armando Traverso. Venture by Toscana Promozione Turistica, realized for the Interregional Project in Etruria, in collaboration with MediaMix Production.